Welcome to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today, we're featuring teams from Bridgman and Lawrence. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our program is brought to you from Signature Toyota, Hyundai, Mitsubishi, and proudly hosted each week in their Signature Community Room, along with True Blue Financial. Brought to you by Luke Brown and Vicki Holt. Independent, uncomplicated objective. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders, and Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics by offering a $1,000 scholarship to one of our Academic Challenge seniors. So first, let's meet the teams from Lawrence. Your name and what do you plan on doing during spring break?
I'm Josh, and over spring break, I plan on probably going through my Blossom Time gifts and eating a lot of peanut butter.
I'm Justin, and I plan on catching up on hours of lost sleep.
While you're studying, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I'm Caleb, and Justin just took my answer, so I plan on sleeping as well.
I'm Victoria, and I'm probably just going to chill at home the whole time.
Studying.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Can I put that in my answer now?
And the captain type for Lawrence?
Justin, senior.
Justin, and your coach or coaches?
Mindy Donovan and Sue Dutton.
All right. And from Bridgman, your name, and what are you guys going to be doing for spring break?
I'm Brandon, and I'll probably be doing schoolwork.
I'm Sydney, and I'll probably be working on some of my artwork, like observational pieces.
Cool. And who's going to be the captain tonight?
Sure.
Brandon?
Yep.
All right. And who your coach or coaches?
Mr. Nicka and Mr. Noel.
Excellent. Well, remember, here are the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we're going to announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There's no consultation allowed, except during the 60-second round at halftime. I'm going to be your scorekeeper and judge, and today, Bill Klein will be asking the questions. Bill, what are you doing for spring break?
Well, I don't know if exactly spring break, but we're taking a trip to Charleston in Savannah, Georgia.
Excellent.
See some sights. Take a carriage ride?
I'll be working.
Yeah, and I'll be thinking about you.
All right. So, Lawrence, Bridgman, we're ready to start Academic Challenge?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
We have a multiple choice question for 15 points. In which arena of business is redlining a common practice? Automobile sales, banking, publishing, NFL draft, or college recruiting?
Brandon from Bridgman.
Banking.
That is correct for 15 points. For 15 points, which of its religious beliefs is responsible for the dwindling of the Shaker sect?
Brandon from Bridgman.
They're not allowed to have kids.
Well, that's correct. Celibacy, no children. So, it's a correct answer. Does make you lose people, I guess. For 15 points, which Shakespearean character answers to Gloucester because at the beginning of the play, he is the Duke of Gloucester, not the king?
Victoria from Lawrence.
Macbeth.
Incorrect.
Bridgman, chance to steal. Brandon from Bridgman.
King Richard.
More specific.
The third.
Correct. For 15 points. For 20 points, which of the Hawaiian Islands is situated east of the Big Island of Hawaii?
Justin from Lawrence.
Maui.
Incorrect.
Bridgman, chance to steal. Brandon from Bridgman.
Honolulu.
Incorrect. I think it was San Francisco. There are none east of the Hawaiian Islands. Math questions for 15 points. What is the length of the median drawn to the longest side of a right triangle whose hypotenuse has length 12? The length of the median drawn to the longest side of a right triangle whose hypotenuse has length 12. Brandon from Bridgman.
6.
It's correct for 15 points. For 15 points, the caravel was a small vessel with a broad bow and a high, narrow poop. It usually had triangular lateen sails. This vessel was especially associated with what peninsula? Brandon from Bridgman.
Korean.
Incorrect.
Lawrence, chance to steal. Josh from Lawrence.
The Iberian Peninsula?
That is correct for 15 points. A math question for 15 points. By 8 p.m., all the party guests had arrived. By 9 p.m., a third of them had departed. By 10 p.m., a third of those remaining had also departed. By 11 p.m., the same happened again, and a third of those remaining had also departed. After this, only 8 guests still remained at the party. How many guests were originally at the party at 8 p.m.?
Time.
It's 18. And the first one's left because they probably ate all the food. We have a series of 4 questions of fill in the blank. For 5 points, Hugh Lofting was awarded the Newbery Medal for his book, The Voyages of Dr. Blank.
Justin from Lawrence.
Doolittle.
That is correct for 5 points. Now fill in the blank for 10 points. Complete this post office motto. Neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night stays these blank from the swift completion of their appointed rounds.
Brandon from Bridgman.
Letters.
Incorrect.
Lawrence, chance to steal. Josh from Lawrence.
Carriers.
Incorrect. It's couriers. For 15 points. Another fill in the blank. Complete Winston Churchill's observation. Dogs look up to us. Cats look down on us. But blank treat us as equals.
Brandon from Bridgman.
Horses.
Incorrect.
Lawrence, chance to steal. Time.
It's pigs. For 20 points, fill in the blanks. 20th century composer Arnold Schoenberg invented blank, tone, surrealism, an innovation which started a new trend in composition.
Time.
It's 12 tone surrealism.
Final question now, of the half.
Oh, okay. These are all 4 parts. Let's find one that's not a 4 part. They're all 4 point questions. All right, well, we're just going to use one then. Next question, actually there's going to be 4 of them, so we'll get the rest of them when we get the second half. Charlotte uses several words that Wilbur doesn't understand in E.B. White's story, Charlotte's Web. Identify each of the following words and phrases from the definition given by Charlotte. For 5 points, easy to fool.
Justin from Lawrence.
Gullible.
That is correct for 5 points. And then we will do the rest in the second half.
Well, that's the end of the first half of today's academic challenge. We'll be back with the score, the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is Bridgman at 60, Lawrence 25. Now on to the 60-second round. At teams, you have 3 categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points, and there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. You're encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team could not answer. Lawrence, because you're trailing at the moment, you have the first choice to of these three categories, which are mystery, odds and ends, verbs. What do you choose? Justin?
Verbs.
Verbs? All right. Is there a setup to verbs?
Yes, there is.
All right. What's that setup?
The principal parts of the verb forget are forget, forgot, forgotten. Give the principal parts of the next verbs.
All right. Your time is going to start once he reads the first question.
Forsake.
Forsake. Forsaken and forsook.
That's correct. Freeze.
Freeze, froze, frozen.
Correct. Give.
Give, gave, given.
Correct. Go.
Go, going, gone.
Incorrect. Grow.
Grow, growing, and grown.
Incorrect. Hurt.
Hurt and hurting.
Incorrect. No.
Go ahead.
No, new, and known.
Correct.
That's four. We were giving all right. Lawrence, you answered four questions for an extra 40 points. That means, Bridgman, there is
six
out still available for you. The setup one more time.
The principal parts of the verb forget are forget, forgot, forgotten. Give the principal parts of the rest of the verbs.
All right. And Brandon, your time will start once Mr. Klein reads the first question.
Go.
Go, gone, and going?
Incorrect. It's go, went, gone. Grow.
Grow, and groaned?
What was the second one?
Grown.
Okay, give me the three.
Grow, groan, and groaned.
Incorrect. Grow, groan. Yeah. Hurt.
Pass.
Lose.
Go ahead with the answer.
Lose, lost, and losing.
Incorrect. It's lose, lost, lost.
Wait,
and
what?
Hurt was hurt, hurt, hurt.
All right. So that's all right. So now you got no questions, correct? And now it's your turn to choose from the remaining two categories, which are odds and ends and mystery. What do you choose?
We're going to go with mystery.
Mystery it is. Is there a setup to mystery?
Yes, there is.
All right. And the setup for mystery?
This one is you want to keep track of your answers because the information of the first nine will be useful if we reach question number 10.
All right. So your time will start once you reach the first question.
Lincoln was the first U.S. president to sport what physical feature?
A beard.
Correct. What word precedes David in the name of the president's Maryland retreat?
Fort.
Incorrect. To a navigator, what is 1.1516 statute miles per hour?
One knot.
Correct. Name the red insignia in the title of the Civil War novel by Henry Fleming.
Red Badge of Courage.
Correct. What bird was born on the standards of Roman armies and those of Napoleon?
Pass.
Name Chicago's National League Baseball Club.
Chicago Hall of Baseball Players?
Incorrect. Abel Tasman, Martin Frobisher, and Henry Hudson were all what?
Engineers.
Engineers? Incorrect.
Todd. That's three. All right, Bridgman, you answered three questions, and that means that for 30 points, that means that there's seven unanswered questions. So, Lawrence, there's possible 70 extra points for you. The setup one more time.
And keep track of the answers because the information will be useful if we reach question number 10.
All right. Your time's going to start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
What word precedes David in the name of the president's Maryland retreat?
Camp.
Correct. What bird was born on standards of Roman armies and those of Napoleon?
The eagle.
Correct. Name Chicago's National League Baseball Club.
The Cubs.
Correct. Abel Tasman, Martin Frobisher, and Henry Hudson were all what?
Explorers.
Correct. Apostle Paul earned a living as a maker of what?
Pass.
Cavalry unit corresponding to an infantry company is called what?
Battalion.
Incorrect. Now solve the mystery category and tell me what all of those answers had in common.
They're all related to the Boy Scouts. They're all related to the Boy Scouts of America.
That is correct. And you still have Apostle Paul earned a living as a maker of what?
Time. Go ahead if you have an answer.
Shoes.
Tents.
That's five. All right. You answered five questions for a total of extra 50 points. And that ends our 60-second round. We're going to check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is Lawrence 115 to Bridgman 90. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. So first, from Lawrence, Justin, what's happening in Lawrence?
Today, our JV boys and girls basketball teams compete. On Monday, our girls basketball team competes in the district tournament. Our competitive cheer team placed 8th in their district last week. And so we have several students going on a Chicago trip tomorrow to visit the Shakespeare Theater and watch a performance of A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Excellent. Wow.
And Joshua Albertus and Emma Beale compete at Blossom Time at some point next month.
Excellent.
When he's sweetening the peanut butter?
Yeah, I'll probably, that's going to last me into retirement. I've got a lot of that.
All right. And from Bridgman, what's happening at Bridgman?
Brandon. There's a band and choir festival concert that was last night. Swimming regionals are on Saturday the 24th, and a Quiz Bowl spaghetti dinner from 4 to 6 is on Saturday the 24th.
Cool.
Excellent. And we've got no substitutions on Bridgman, but we have substitutions on Lawrence. Go ahead, introduce yourself, and what are you going to be doing for spring break?
I'm Joy, and probably nothing all summer. I mean, spring break.
Your parents want to hear you studying.
Sure, Bill. Sure. So now let's begin the second half of today's academic challenge between Bridgman and Lawrence. Your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
Well, remember where we ended last time. We were in the beginning of a four-part question from Charlotte's Web. Charlotte used several words to Wilbur that Wilbur didn't understand, and identify each of the following words and phrases from the definition given by Charlotte. The 10-point question means one sits still a good part of the time.
Brandon from Bridgman.
Obeys.
Incorrect.
Justin from Lawrence.
Sedentary.
That is correct for 10 points. For 15 points, again from Charlotte's Web. That's Latin. It means great work.
Brandon from Bridgman.
Exemplary.
Incorrect.
Lawrence, chance to steal. Justin from Lawrence.
Exemplary.
Incorrect. It's magnum opus. And the 20-point question of this category from Charlotte's Web. It means I'm slowing up, feeling my age.
Time.
Languishing. Now, the next series of questions are four questions. While it is common for U.S. state capitals not to be the largest city in the state, such is not the case on the international scene. Identify the following capitals that are not their country's largest city. For 5 points, which city stands on the west bank of the Jumna River near the edge of the Thar Desert and midway between the borders of Pakistan and Nepal?
Time.
It's New Delhi. Now the 10-point question. What city was left virtually untouched by U.S. bombing during the 1960s and 1970s?
Brandon from Bridgman.
Hanoi.
That is correct for 10 points. Now for 15 points in this category. What city on the Atlantic coast of Africa was founded by the Romans in the first century A.D.?
Brandon from Bridgman.
Alexandria.
Incorrect.
A chance to steal, Lawrence. Josh from Lawrence.
Casablanca.
Incorrect. It's Rabat. I'm sorry. For now, 20 points in this category. What capital is located on the southern coast of North Island?
Josh from Lawrence.
Reykjavik.
Incorrect.
Bridgman, chance to steal. Time.
It's Wellington. What's that again? Now, the next four questions, the word right is part of every answer. The word right, R-I-G-H-T, is part of every answer. For 5 points, a political group that opposes abortion.
Brandon from Bridgman.
The right political group?
I'm sorry?
The right-leaning political group.
Incorrect.
Justin from Lawrence.
Right to Life.
That's correct for 5 points. For 10 points, the word right again. Laws that prohibit union shops.
Brandon from Bridgman.
Right to Work laws.
That's correct for 10 points. For 15 points in the same category. In law, the interest one has in subsurface deposits of a piece of property.
Brandon from Bridgman.
Right to ownership.
Incorrect.
Lawrence, chance to steal. Time.
It's mineral rights. Now, the 20-point question. The angular distance of a celestial body measured from the vernal equinox through the equator to the hour circle of that body.
Brandon from Bridgman.
A right angle.
Incorrect.
Lawrence, chance to steal. Josh?
A right triangle.
A right ascension. All right, the next four questions. These are all recording artists. Have all had hit songs with white in the titles. I'll name the artist, and you name the song. For 5 points, Bing Crosby.
Justin from Lawrence.
White Christmas.
That's correct for 5 points. For 10 points, Billy Idol.
Justin from Lawrence.
White Wedding.
Correct for 10 points. For 15 points, Moody Blues.
Justin from Lawrence.
Knights in White Satin.
That's correct for 15 points. For 20 points, Procol Harum.
Time.
A whiter shade of pale. Now the next four questions involve chemical reactions. For 5 points, which requires greater activation energy? The formation of water from hydrogen and oxygen, or the decomposition of water into hydrogen and oxygen?
Justin from Lawrence.
The decomposition of water into hydrogen.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, what does the Greek letter delta mean in chemical reactions?
Time.
Change. For 15 points in chemical reactions there in series. Mercury and oxygen combine spontaneously to form mercuric oxide. What change in conditions will allow mercuric oxide to decompose spontaneously?
Brandon from Bridgman.
Pressure.
Incorrect.
Lawrence, chance to steal. Justin from Lawrence.
An increase in heat.
That is correct. Anything above 400 degrees. That's 15 points. For 20 points.
Final question of the match.
What do the symbols capital G or capital F mean with regard to chemical reactions?
Time.
Free energy.
All right. Well, that does it. That's the end of today's academic challenge match. We're going to tabulate the scores and announce the winner after this. A News Talk 94.9 WSJM. News Talk 94.9, WSJM's Academic Challenge to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 180 to 110 is the team from Lawrence. Congratulations,
good job,
Lawrence.
Good job, guys. Both teams. Well done. Well done, Bridgman.
Thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our program is brought to you from the Signature Community Room at Signature Toyota, Hyundai, Mitsubishi on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge. along with True Blue Financial, brought to you by Luke Brown and Vicky Holt. Independent, uncomplicated objective. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Marion Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember, when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders, and Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics. Again, next week at the same time, Lawrence and St. Joseph go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.